This is the second part of our interview with Ingrid Edstrom on imposter syndrome and emotionally responsible accounting. If you haven't listened to the first part of this episode, check your podcast feed.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Yeager CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at YeagerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Yeager.
By the way, I'm curious, what is your educational background?
I'm a biology major.
Oh, my wife was also. Okay. So what was your first job? What did you do your first position?
My very first job, I worked at a retail store when I was 15. I decided to jump right in when I was young and get my first job. So I worked at a great little retail store selling kites, games, and juggling equipment.
I can see where that's related to biology. Did you have biology and zoology or just biology?
Biology, but with a focus on vertebrate zoology and animal behavior. So some areas where I worked within that, I interned at the Minnesota Zoo while I was in college. I also interned at the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Grants Pass, Oregon. That's how I found Oregon, which is where I live now. And I later, after I moved to Oregon, worked at that Wildlife Rehab Center. And I also worked for a local animal shelter before I realized that I, you know, there was a lot of stress in working in nonprofit that I did not prefer. And
they never have money.
I never have money. The bigger part, though, since then, I've actually done accounting advisory for several nonprofits and decided that I didn't want to work with nonprofits as as a freelance either, just because almost invariably nonprofit organizations are run by very well-meaning groups of people who have their hearts in the right place but cannot agree to save their lives and have no idea what they're doing. And having my fate decided by committee was a very stressful position to be in. So I decided that I needed to get out of the nonprofit world. And yeah, I have always had a bit of a knack for debits and credits and kind of, like I said, nerdy passion in that area. And I decided to become a QuickBooks Pro Advisor. And I got certified in QuickBooks Desktop at that time. QuickBooks Online didn't even have a certification yet, but as soon as it did, I dove into QuickBooks Online as well and started gobbling up the technology and, yeah, just sort of dove in.
No, I think that's great, you know, how you major, a biology major, because my wife ended up, her first job was at Merck Pharmaceutical and research. But you see, back then, I don't want you to think we're 100 years old, but back then, all you needed was a bachelor's degree. She had a bachelor's degree in biology, and she got into research. Now, of course, today, you would need a PhD, but she loved to do operations on laboratory rats and mice, you know, and they were actually working on, birth control drugs. And, she would tell me, she showed me her little surgical kit. You know, she'd take out this and take out that. I can't stand the sight of blood. I would have fainted, you know, so that wasn't meant for me. But, you know, after we had our first and only child, all right, she started working with me in the CPA review school. She's not an accountant. She sometimes doesn't even know what a debit and a credit is, but she seems to like detail. She loves detail work. And I said to her, maybe you should have been the CPA, you know, but, you know, it's, we've been doing this a long time. And I stay in it because if I didn't do this, I would go crazy. I don't play golf. I don't do any of those things. I'll tell you, you have a great speaking voice. I wish I had a better phone. No, I have a good phone. But I can see why you're a good speaker. Do you tell them jokes when you're speaking?
I try to mix a couple in there. I prefer to get the audience participation side of things in there. I really enjoy leading facilitated discussions and empowering the group to lead themselves to a very big extent.
Oh, okay. All right. How many people do you speak to normally? What's your crowd size?
Oh, it depends on the conference. But I think at Scaling New Heights, there's, you know, usually between 50 and 100 people in each room.
That's good. No, I mean, because the number one fear is speaking before a group, before in front of a group. People are really scared of that, you know. And I always say to people, I admire anybody that can get up and speak to a group, all right, whether it's 10 people, yeah. 100, or 500.
There's a little bit of a trick to it. In my experience, the main trick to getting rid of the nervousness and being able to speak effectively in front of a group is to get yourself out of the way and become a catalyst, a conduit for the message that needs to be received, because it's really about the people in the audience and the message that needs to come through. And when you focus on the message and helping people and it stops being about, oh my gosh, they're looking at me, the nervousness kind of melts away. It's all about a passion for empowering others.
But do you find that speaking to accountants can be boring? Are they really, can they get involved? Can they be personable? Or what do you find? I mean, because you do a lot of conferences, I get the idea. Probably less now because of COVID. But what did you find over the years with accountants, speaking to them, CPAs? What do you find over your years, over the travels you've gone through?
So it depends on the conference and the audience. That's one of the reasons why I absolutely love speaking at Scaling New Heights, is because in my experience, the people who are attracted to Scaling New Heights conference, they're like a big family, and they are wonderful, fun-loving people who also happen to be accounting professionals, and they all have varied interests and are a very engaged audience. And they want to focus on the deeper, more personal topics and how to improve themselves and improve their relationships with their clients, improve their advisory services. And those are the ones that I really, really enjoy talking with. Now, a few years ago, I was paid a good chunk of money, actually, to speak at an accounting conference in Southern California. And it was the local CPE conference, and most of the people there were staff accountants that just needed to fulfill their CPE. And it was a very different audience. There was very little engagement. They were not interested in personal growth. They just wanted to check it off the list. And so I find that the audience really depends on the attitude of the people in the room and the intention of the conference. If people are just there to get their CPE, that is actually an engagement that I would not choose to take again. Doesn't matter how much they were paying me. They were not interested in the bigger kinds of topics that I was presenting on. They just, they were warm people in seats that were looking to fulfill an obligation and didn't actually want to be
there. Yeah.
Whereas everyone at Scaling New Heights is passionate to be there.
No, I mean, because that's what I found with teaching CPA Review live. The people were there for a reason. They wanted to get the information to pass the exam. All right. So I always had a captured audience, and they would listen to me. And I love that. I love the interaction. And you sound like you're very passionate in what you do. You know, and I think that's great. Is there anything else you want to share before we end this I don't like to consider it an interview. We have a discussion, all right? Anything you want to say about what you do or what, you know, what you're talking, you're going to be 700 people a week listen to this, okay? All right? All different types. What do you want to share with them, if you could share anything?
I think the last thought that I would love to impart, just getting back to the public speaking piece, is an idea on imposter syndrome, which is really, really common in the accounting profession. A lot of people, especially with, you know, required certificates and things like that, a lot of people are really nervous about having somebody essentially pull back the curtain and say, oh, they don't know everything there is to know about accounting. Well, guess what? In this day and age, there is no one who can know everything. There are so many different nuances and technologies within every single industry that we could possibly be serving. This is a huge industry. And so imposter syndrome is kind of running rampant. And especially for me, when people started paying attention to the things that I was saying, you know, all of this, I got involved back in 2008 is when I first became a QuickBooks Pro advisor. And it wasn't until 2015 when I attended my first Scaling New Heights conference that I really kind of dove into the community of accounting professionals and started looking into more of the technology. And it really kind of snowballed after that. It was later that year that I was recognized by Intuit as one of their firms of the future. And then the next year that I was recognized by CPA Practice Advisor Magazine as one of the top 40 under 40 and one of the most powerful women in accounting. And that really astonished me. And the first time somebody called me a thought leader just about knocked me over. I'm like, I'm not a thought leader. I'm not even a CPA. What if somebody finds out that I'm making all this stuff up and they decide that I'm a fraud? And then I realized, wait a second, thought leaders are the ones making stuff up. That's what makes them thought leaders. Thought leaders are the ones throwing, you know, spaghetti at the wall, trying to see what noodles might stick. And then they take the sticky noodles and they share them with other people. Being willing to try, fail, and try again is the most important part. And just sharing and being, you know, able to be vulnerable out there in front of a group really helps us work together to get past that imposter syndrome. So I just want to encourage anyone who's listening to this right now to go ahead and follow your passion with or without any kind of credential and recognize that your ideas very well could be good ideas and you don't need anyone's permission to give them a try and share them. And the more thought leaders we can have in the world, the better place our world is going to be. So each of us getting out of our own way and getting past our imposter syndrome is what saves our planet.
Very profound, you know? That was very well spoken, really. By the way, do you think you can get me an award for top 40 people under 65? I've been trying to get that award. No one wants to give me an award. You know, I'm just kidding you. But anyway, Ingrid, I wish you well. And once again, the conference is November 8th to 11th. It's in Orlando. And once again, what's the name of the conference?
Scaling New Heights.
Scaling New Heights. And to get information, where do they go? Where are they going to go?
They can go to Woodard.com, WOODARD.com, or they can go to ScalingNewHeights.com.
You know, I like when I go when I have good speakers, not people that, put me to sleep. We call them room clearers, all right? You know, obviously, I just met Ingrid, but I can tell with her passion, the way she speaks, I think it would be interesting to listen to Ingrid and see what she has to say, all right? So, and by the way, who gave you this award-winning consulting firm? Who gave you that award?
Which award?
Oh, pardon me, which award? I can't even get a 40 under 65. Ingrid, I can't get a 40 under 65, and I love that. What award? What awards do you have?
Well, there's top 40 under 40. There's most powerful women in accounting. My firm is featured in Steve Pipe's book, The World's Most Inspiring Accountants. Yeah, there's a few.
No, that's great. Congratulations. And I hope are you an influencer? Have you become an influencer yet?
You know, that's not a term that I really subscribe to.
Why not?
I've been taking a big step back from social media of late. I've realized that it does not always have a positive impact in my life, and so being an influencer is not something that I focus on.
Oh, so you're on LinkedIn? That's social media. What does that do for you?
Yeah, I have a profile. I sign into LinkedIn when somebody sends me a message on LinkedIn.
Ingrid.
Yeah.
Good luck in your speaking. Good luck, and I hope you get another award or two in the next 6 months. And you're a very nice person, and I'll say it again. You are not a nerd. You are not a nerd. If you want to see what a nerd is, watch Revenge of the Nerds. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I love being a nerd. Nerds are
okay,
awesome.
Okay, well, have you watched the movie Revenge of the Nerds 1, 2, and 3?
Oh, gosh, when I was very young, yes.
Makes me feel bad. I watched it a couple of days ago. No, I've seen it probably about 10 times. It's funny, yeah. But yeah, I did the same thing. I watched it when I was young. I was about 5 years old. Have a safe trip to Orlando. This is Phil Yeager, and you've been listening to CPA Review and More. My guest today is Ingrid Edstrom. Did I get that right this time? And
yep,
please remember, I said early on in this podcast, and I generally don't push charities, but I got a letter today from Why Hunger, and I know there's a shortage of food, right? Because as a result of COVID, a lot of people are out of work. Please, when you go to some place, wear a mask. I mean, I believe that, all right? Now, I don't like it, but I believe in it, all right? Think of other people. That's the whole thing. We forget that there are other people in this world. If you go to a public area, put on a mask, okay? It's not the worst thing in the world. I know it's a little uncomfortable, but you know what? It might help reduce the number of people getting the virus. So, everyone, thank you again. We'll see you next Tuesday for another show, a really big show, on CPA Review and more. Ingrid, thank you again. You take care and stay well.
Thank you, Phil. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to Yeager CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Yeager CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on YeagerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.